Relating to this Machlokes, Rashi and the Rach. A lot of them emerged from the Shiki Yishana that we haven't quite read inside, we will. Two ways to understand what the Gemara is saying. Ika b'nai bur kohen gadol, that's the Nafkamina, that on the one hand we have a case of Isha Shesh Bahavaya, on the other hand she's not Ruyu L'kaima, so according to one madam, no biknas, other madam, won't biknas. According to Rashi, what does it mean? Hu kohen gadol, nivala, shelo kedarka, previously. Now comes the kohen gadol, who's ma'anis, a woman, she's still a besula, with shelo kedarka. Now, if she ruya l'kaima, yes, because this asay, Rabbi Akiva would agree, it's tafsi kedushin, it's ain't a shavu bakol. On the other hand, it's not ruya l'kaima because of the isur bu kohen gadol. According to the Rach, the Peshat is different. Not that she was Nivela before. Kohen Gadol is Ma'anis, a woman. Now, she's a Ba'ula. So, is she Tafsi Kedushin? Yes, because it's an Isser, a Seish, and a Shavu Bakol, as the Gemara says. But it's not really L'kaima, because Ba'ula Satsmo is Asel Kohen Gadol. Tosis points out, the Gemara says in Nasa Nasli. So why do we say that it's and really l'kaima? Tosa says, because midoraisa, you're not allowed to marry her. That's called and really l'kaima. Other Rishonim say even stronger than that, because it says in the Gemara, Motziya v'get. So you might say, you have to divorce her. You can't call that really l'kaima. You have to divorce her. Tosa didn't say that. Tosa says, because it's also to marry her. So you have to know, Motziya v'get, is it a din doraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? If it's a din doraisa, as many Rishonim assume, then we can even say that. If you hold Motziya Beget, Midoraisa, then it's not called Ruya L'kaima, it's Pashut. But if you hold something Drabbanan, because L'maisa, we have the Svara of Ravashi, that Sofa Lios Bula Tachtav, so that might work, that Midoraisa, you can stay with her. The Drabbanan Motziya Beget, so Tosis needed to say more. Tosis needed to say that it's still in Ruya L'kaima, because L'chatchila, you're not supposed to marry her now. Could be Tosis wants to accommodate Ravashi, perhaps that doesn't hold Motziya Beget. That's another possibility. So Tosis needs to emphasize it's not really L'kaima because of the fact that it's usur to marry her. The exact idea of what it means in Nasa Nasli, but L'chatchil Lo Yisa. So we gave a very beautiful hesber yesterday from Achronim, from Zeicha Yitzchak. There's two dinim in the Isser, Bul Kohen Gadol. There's the Isser, and there's the mitzvah. The Bito mitzvah exists at the time of the Nisuin. The Isser is ongoing even later. Could be by Bulas Atzmo, you don't have the Isser essay of Bula, because it was to him, she was Nivela to him. But there's still the Bito Mitzvah at the time of the Nisuin. So maybe we'll return to that, but that was a very important Yisod, maybe to explain the Gemara. In any event, we have Rach and we have Rashi. And the question is, why doesn't Rashi learn the Gemara like Rabbi Yochanan? Why did Rashi have to learn the Gemara that it was Nivela Shelo Kedarka? It doesn't say anything Gemara Shelo Kedarka, and it's Nivela beforehand. We have a very good pshat of the Rach that it was the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anis, a woman, and now she's a Ba'ula, and she's Aser L'kaima, but it's Tafsi Kedushin. What's wrong with the Rach pshat? Why did Rashi have to go learn differently? So there are a couple of possibilities that right away could suggest themselves. You have to know the sugya in Yevamos. Lo yisa. What does Tosa say? Why is it not really l'kaima? Because lo yisa. But it says in Nasa Nasli. Tosa himself raises a question. Nasa Nasli. Now, this lo yisa, is it a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'ravana? Tosis proves that it's a din d'oraisa. Tosis has rais, because the Gemara compares it to Bogeris and Mukas Eitz. And also from the Gemara's Kasha, Masiv Rav. It could be that there are other shitas here. Could be that the whole iser of Bulas Atzmo, of Lo Yisa, is only Drabbanan. We happen to know Rabbeinu Tam holds that way. Tosus doesn't explain why Rabbeinu Tam lo pirish came. But the Kivegar is a whole shtickle Torah, complicated, not going to go there. Mamash Kedushin, so Vilchilas Bia, Mamash, totally beyond what we can do. It's beautiful shtickle Torah, but Mamash is shtickle Torah, really. It's, if you look at Tosus Shans over here, and the Shara Melech quotes in Suri Bia, quotes Ksav Yad and Sanhedrin from Shita Ksav Yad, they both say B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds Lo Yisra as a Drabban. And he has a way to be Miyasha the Kasha that Tosis asks a Masi Brava, Lo Sili Isha. That's talking about the Indian of marrying the woman. And the Gemara says, Ima Bekadarka Ma'iriya Mishma Mana Tepuli Dahavila Ba'ula. So Tosis assumes it must be she's Ena Ru'uya Midaraisa. Rabbeinu Tam learns that an Ena Ru'uya Midrabbanan will not allow you to marry her. Just like Chalutza, which is only Drabbanan for a Kohen. And it mentions there Chalutza too in that Rashi. Chalutza with Kohen Hedjot. We had Me'ein Zeh, if you remember, in the Rambam by Shnia. You remember that? I spoke at the Yonis Elam. Shnia, the Gemara Mefurish and Lamed Vav said, the Shnia La'arayis, will get knas or won't get knas, according to the drashas of Ruya L'Kaima. What does the Gemara say? We'll get knas. Because Midrashis is Ruya L'Kaima. That's what matters. However, what about marrying a Shnia? He's Ma'anes a Shnia as a mitzvah L'Sili Isha. So the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah L'Sili Isha. Because the Mishnah explains it's a Lo Sasur. I think that would be the pshat according to Rabbeinu Tam in that Gemara. That the Gemara is asking, Rabba asks, we have a drasha, manu kohen gadol, grusha b'chutz kohen hedyot, ilim b'kedarka, ma'ir mishma mana tepele dahavle ba'ula. So Tosa says, mashma, debula satsmo asura. Midoraisa. That's discussing not the knas, that's discussing the mitzvah sili isha. Could be that an isad rabbanan is already enough to say ena ru'uya for the mitzvah of sili isha. If Rabbeinu Tam holds chalutzas that way, so ba'ula could be the Rabbanan, and it could still be Nismayit from the mitzvah. So there's a way around Tosus Kasha. The other Kasha, you have to know, Mukaseit, Bulgaris, there is such a sheet. So the first thing that maybe could pop into our mind, what's wrong with the Rach Pshat? Why does Rashi not learn like the Rach? Well, what is Rashi all about Lo Yisa? Is it in the Raisa de Rabbanan? Rabbeinu Tam Lo Pirish came. We know why not. Rabbi Kivega has this pshat, but we know really why Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn that way, because he held that the Lo Yisa is only the Rabbanan. So maybe Rashi holds that way, but that can't be. What can't that be? What does Mashman Rashi Mefurish and Bumps? What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Lo Yisa. We read the Gemara, read the Rashi. Lo Yisa Dim Maschel Lo Yisa Nutesam Days Kohen Gadol Dechsiv Bsula Yikach B'Shas Kuchen Tia Bsula. So from Rashi, I think it's clear that the Isser of Lo Yisa is a Doreis. So we can't say what we just said in Rabbeinu Tam, that Rashi holds on to Rabbanan. Rashi is a Doreis. But what could we still say? Why is it called Ruya L'Kaima according to the Rach? Why did Rashi not like the Rach's Pshat? It's Lo Yisa Doreisa. But it also says in the same sentence, Lo Yisa, but Nasa Nasa. So maybe that's called Ruya L'Kaima. Bifrat, it says within Rafuna, that he has to be motzi har beget, right? Now we don't know. This get, is it din d'oraisa or is it din rabbanan? Also, big machlokes. Tosus says in Yevamos Daf Samach it's a get d'rabbanan. The Ramban, others say it's a din d'oraisa. Maybe Rashi holds only d'rabbanan. Which means d'oraisa he could stay married. Or say better. Ravashi doesn't even agree with that. Ravashi feels that there's no need for a get either. So even better. So Rashi could hold in nasa nasa. It means it's Ruya L'Kaima. Even if there's an isav deraisa chatchila, nasa nasa is Ruya L'Kaima. So maybe. But maybe there's an entirely different reason why Rashi didn't go the way of the Rach. And this is something we ma'or, I think, at the end of the shiur 2 days ago, and this is what's going to really emerge from the Shita Yishana, because he asks another kasha on Rashi, which he answers, and with what he says, I think you would also be able to say simply why Rashi didn't learn with the Rach. And what is that? What could be wrong with the Rav Pshat separate from anything that Tosfos mentioned in this Tosfos? What could be wrong in Pshat in the Gemara according to the Rav? The Pshat, if the Kohen Gadol is ma'anes a woman, she's now a Ba'ula, she's Tafsi Kedushin on the one hand, but it's not Ruyul Kaim on the other hand. What's wrong with that Pshat? No.
Before the
act, she was Ruyul Kaim. This Ein Ruyul Kaima is only a result because of the Maisa Bia, who's Ma'anis of Besuga. Whereas according to Rashi's Pshat, we're talking about a woman who was Nivala Shaloka Darka, so the woman became Asr L'Kohen Gadol, because we go with the Shita, as we said, that Shaloka Darka is Asr L'Kohen Gadol. So the woman who was Ma'anis was not Ruyul Kaima at the time that he was Ma'anis. And that could be a very important reason why Rashi could not learn like the Rach. For the Rach, you see a chidush. That the problem that we have there, the Ein Ruyul Kaima, and really it's true for the other Mandama as well, we'll see. But the problem of Ein Ruyul Kaima is not measured by what is this woman before the act of the onus, before his ma'anesa. It can be measured what would be after, because that's what we have here. She's not really kaima as a result of being ma'anisa. It's not just true for the manda amar of really kaima, it's also true for the manda amar of lespa isha sheshba havaya. Because the Gemara asked the question, umayishna, and how come according to the manda amar shimna timni do we say that there is knas and it's tafsi kedushin? And the answer is because it's Ein Shava Bakol, and without that, and what was the Gemara asking? But wait, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Lo Tafsi Kedushin, and even for Rabbi Yesheva, that even by Chai V'Yese, it's Lo Tafsi Kedushin. So therefore, we should say over here as well, that if she became a Ba'ula through the act of the Kohen Gadol B'Ma'anesar, she should not get Knas, because she's called Lo Tafsi Kedushin, Isha She'en B'Havaya, and the Gemara has to explain why it's different. Why it's yesh ba'avaya, but if you'd be less ba'avaya, she wouldn't get knas. But this problem that would create less ba'avaya only emerged through the act. So you see that if something happens through the ma'isa that creates a problem of isha she'en ba'avaya, that would also deprive her of knas, even though beforehand she would be a yesh ba'avaya. So again, we see that according to the Rach, the issue is not measured by what was before, but it could even be measured by what is after. Perhaps Rashi disagrees. Not only perhaps, but according to the Shita Yeshana, it's Mukhruch. And let's take a look. Now we can look at the Shita Yeshana. Appreciate how the two and Yon really come together very, very beautifully. The Shita Yeshana raises a couple of interesting Nekudos. Again, we'll point it out along the way, in light of, again, that not everything is universally accepted. Let's take a look. So he starts with the Rach, but then working off of something he says within the Rach, he turns against Rashi. So let's do the whole thing, and then we'll zero in on what I want to get to, as you know, in the next paragraph. He starts off, he brings Rashi's Pshat. He speaks out, points about Zona. We don't have to read all of that. Then he brings up Ben Chananel's pshat about halfway through the paragraph. Ben Chananel pireish bul koin gadol isha penui shabala koin gadol das tur min haTorah mikan ve'elach as a result of the act bulas atzmo, in other words anusas atzmo lo yisa ve'had amar la nasa nasui. I we say that if he marries her she can stay married peirusho nifta min haknas v'kim lo sili isha v'teida da'achik tani nasa nasi marziya v'get. So what he's trying to say here is, why is she called Ein Ruyul Kaima? Simply, not like Tosa said, because Asa Daraisa. He says better than that. Why does he say she's Ruyul Kaima? She's not Ruyul Kaima. Because the Nasa Nasa is only very limited in scope. Nasa Nasa means insofar as not having to pay by a case of Mefate, the Knas, because he married her, but then he had to divorce her. His assumption is, Motsia Beget is, what kind of halacha? Rabbanan or Doraisa? No. How is he learning Motzia Beget? Obviously, the Raisa. So he simply takes care of it that way. He says, why is it called in the real Kaima? Because he has to divorce her. He can't stay married to her. But he parted from Knas. Good. He parted from Rosa. Knas by Mefata. That's the only Devon after Mina. Teda, Tachi, Tani, Nasa, Nasa, Mitzia Beget. So on the one hand, she's not really a Kaima, and yet, Isha Sheshwa Avayi. Now he explains better. What does it mean that this woman who was a Penuya, she was a Besula, the Kohen Gadol was La'anesar, now she became a woman that ain't a really L'kaima, because she's a Be'ula, Be'ulas Atzmo, so he's not allowed to marry her, he's not allowed to stay married to her, the Chuli, but she's Isha Sheyesh Ba'Havaya. Now he wants to dig deeper. Why is he Yesh Ba'Havaya? Now he's wondering, what's the issue? Now let's speak outside what the issue is. What's the issue? We're assuming now that Chai Ve'Lavin, even a Lav that's in a Shavu Bako, right? Chai Ve'Lavin is Tafsi or Lo Tafsi Kedushin. What are we assuming now in Cheshbon of the Gemara? Chai Ve'Lavin, Lo Tafsi Kedushin. So the Lav of Chalala will be Lo Tafsi Kedushin. That's a Lav. Isha Zon V'Chalala Yikach. What's the definition of Chalala? So it's the child of a union that was Aser B'Issuri Kohuna, and it's also the woman herself that became a Chalala if there was a relationship that was Aser for Kohuna, right? No. So seemingly, a relationship between a Kohen Gadol and a Be'ula, which is a violation of Issuri Kohuna, on the level of Isra Seh, granted, should yield chalolos in the child and in the mother, in the woman. If that's the case, then we have to consider the fact that she's not Tafsi Kedushin, because she became a chalol. So he has to work this out. He says, the Isha Sheyeshba Havayahi. This is a woman, he's Ma'anis, a woman who's a Penuya. Now she's a Be'ula. So we say, according to the Shinna Tinis Drasha, she'd get Knas. Why? Because Sheyeshba Havaya. How come? He explains. The Achar Sheba Aleha, after the Kohen Gadol raped her, Yuchal Lekadsha. He can be Mekadsha, Bichal Kedusha. What about Chalolos? No. The Eina Chalola at Pam Shlishis. What makes her a Chalola? This act was a Kohen Gadol was Ma'anes a Besula. That didn't create Chalolos. What would make Chalolos there? What would make her a Chalola? The Kohen Gadol was Ba'al Ha Be'ula. Right? Everyone following? The Kohen Gadol raped a Besula. So that, she's not yet a Chalol. So that's the point. So right now, it's Tafsi Kedusha. That's why the Rach can say that Kohen Tishinat Timni, she'd get Knas. Ve'en a Chalol had Pam Shlishis. In other words, Dechi Asi Ala Pam Shenis, Shehi Asurola. Why is she Asur now? Because she's now a Be'ula. She's a Bu'as Atzmo, mind you. Okay, but she's a Be'ula. So then, me'acha shenivala asa zona. I think this means chalala. I don't know. I have no other way to read it. It's clear. It's clear to me. It doesn't mean zona. Zona is a whole different Indian, right? Chadilav and chadikrisus. He means asa chalala. So now, if we have another relations with her now, she'll be a chalala. The kaven, as he explains, and then see a second later. The kaven shabala bias iser. What's the bias iser? The iser b'ula l'koin god. So nischalula min hakohuna, and now that she's a chalala, v'asa lavala pam shlishis. So now the third time would be an iser of chalalus, and that would be, of course, a little tafsi kedusha. Avol b'pam shniya hayelo b'havaya. So therefore, since after the first initial encounter, the rape, she's bas havaya because she's not a chalala yet. Therefore, v'habi tafsi lo kedushin shelo yisa chalala.
pretty clear. So this is within the cheshbon, within the rach. According to the rach, it starts out the first ma'aseh bia with the besula. Now she became a bu'ula, bu'las atzmo. She's not really a kaima because of the fact that bu'las atzmo is asim in a Torah and motziya beget and all of that. But she's yesh b'havaya because the second time it'd be tafsi kedusha. But if he has bia a second time, then she'll become a chalola, so then she'll become a little tafsi kedusha. Now he has a point of exam we don't have time to not delve into, but it's interesting in its own Indian. Sugis by separate sugis and Hedrin and Yavamis. There's different stages of bia. So he asked the imtoma the bia rishona not bia v'chalola. He wants to say l'chayrish she becomes a chalola through the first bia. How? You have to start looking isolated parts of the bia and say what the mechihera bud is called hara'a. The Gemara has two shitas of what hara'a means. Shika or achnasas atara, but the Gemara has whatever atara is, is like a tchilas bia. Itzra alav. That makes her bu'ula. That's the first Gemara condition daf yud. That Kohen God, the Gemara discusses with the Kohen God, the Kaddish Bibiya. And the issue has to do with if you say that she became already a bu'ula with Tchilas Bia, then the problem is he can make Kaddish with Sok Bia because she became a bu'ula already. But anyway, Michi Haraba Yitzra love, she's also as a bu'ula. So by the time it's all finished, she what? She's not. She's already a chalala. Yeshua the bia l'opagina shetesa shnei yisurim. He's sold in its own right. You can't have two yisum chal with the same bia, even though you can say, "Well, this part of the bia created this iser and this part created this iser." But you don't do that. You can't end up having her called a chalala and a ba'ula through one bia, even though you can say each one is attributed to a different chelik of the bia. Okay. This is where Kivego goes into these inyana, but fine. But now he picks up with Rashi based on what he just cheshbened out according to the Rach. Namely, that his assumption is clear that a Kohen Gadol who violates the Isser of Be'ula with Kohen Gadol, in the case of the Rach, it was even a Be'ulas Atzmo case, would make her into a Chalala. That was his assumption. Now he turns the tables on Rashi and he asks interesting kasha on Rashi. Now, how did Rashi differ from the Rach? According to Rashi, what's the case of the Gemara? Be'ul Kohen Gadol means she had already the Nivala to someone else. She lo kedarka, so she's still a Besula. And now the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anis, this woman who's a Be'ula, she lo kedarka from someone before. And now what do we have here? A situation that on the one hand is not really kaima because she's a ba'ula l'kohen gadol. But she is yesh b'havaya. In fact, the Tosi Shita Yeshana, the Ikasha l'pivish Rashi, the Omar ba'ula kvar. Aha! According to Rashi, she was already a ba'ula. Is that's the case. Hare b'biyazu shabal el kohen gadol. Nasis chalala, the suing obavaya. Now Rashi is difficult. Rashi's saying in the Gemara that we have a case that is a naftamina between the two opinions. We have a woman that is, on the one hand, not really kaima, so for that mandava there's no knas. And on the other hand, she's a woman of yes bavaya, so for that mandava shinatimni there will be knas. No! And for nobody there should be knas, because she was already a ba'ula. That's the case according to Rashi. Nivala shelo kedarka before anything. Now the Kohen Gadol is an anes har. This encounter created what halachic status in the woman? Chalala. Okay, that was the assumption we already saw within the Rach. Except for the Rach, it didn't happen until the second bia. So therefore the second bia itself is called yesh ba'avaya. For Rashi, there was a bia before the story of not being ma'anisar. So then the very act itself being ma'anisar is an encounter of Isuri Kuna. So what happens as a result? She becomes Labas Havaya. So then she shouldn't get knas for that mandomar either. That is Kasha Rashi. Don't hear the Kasha, right? The Kasha Pirish Rashi, the Amabuha Kvar, Hare Bibiya Zusha Bala Kohen Gadol B'Nashis Chalola, the Suhing Abba Havaya. This Kasha could be deflected on technical grounds. We mentioned the Enesha yesterday. This is what the Mishnah Melech points out, possibly the Rambam's mocker to his Shita that we mentioned. That Shita of Rambam is that the only time that there will be Chalala resulting, Chalala, from an Isser Bu'ul Kohen Gadol is only if the Kohen Gadol does what along with the Bia? Does this. Strange for several reasons, even though Magen Mishnah says it's Pashut. But the Gemara says in the first condition by a mana with Kohen Gadol, even the Bia itself makes a Chalala. You don't need Nisuin. A Kohen Gadol sleeps with an Amana, rapes an Amana, whatever it is, she's Nischalala with Kohuna. You don't need Nisuin. But when it comes to Bu'ul Kohen Gadol, for some reason, the Ram Shita is it's only if there was Nisuin as well. If you go like that, Ramba, then this Kasha doesn't start. But you see again, as many quote, this Shita Yishon is a mocker in this discussion. This is a very, very, very key mocker that he's saying that no, by Bu'ul Kohen Gadol, through the Bia itself, there's already halalus that results, and therefore that's his kasha. Yeah.
Why? Why does Rach need two Bias?
Because according to the Rach, the first Bia was the act of the Ma'anisa. You made her. See, made her a Ba'ula. Now, that doesn't make her halala. Halala results from a Bias Isser that's unique to Isure Kohuna. That's what creates halalus in the child, in the woman. So when Kohen Gadol is Ba'al HaPnuya, that's not Issa Kohuna. Issa Kohuna is Kohen Gadol HaBa'al HaBa'ula. So when he's Ba'al HaPnuya, she becomes a Ba'ula. She's not a Chalala yet. So the Bia Shania will make her a Chalala. But after the Bia Rishon, after the original encounter, she's Yeshba HaVaya. Now we'll have relations again, and now she'll become a Chalala because that was a Bia Issa of Kohuna. Now the third Isser would be Lo Tafsi Kedusha. A third Bia would be Lo Tafsi Kedusha. You Mekadosh her after that, would be, and you do Bia, that would be Lo Tafsi Kedusha.
And why is it after the Kohen Gadol himself who makes her Bu'ula?
The Kohen Gadol that's Ba'al HaBesu, because that's not an Isser Kohuna. A Kohen Gadol is Ma'anei Sepinuya, that's not, he was Ba'al HaBesu, he was Ba'al HaBa'ula. Isseri Kohuna is Kohen Gadol who Ba'al HaBa'ula. That's for the Rach. Whereas according to Rashi now, that's his problem. According to Rashi, she was a Bi'ula beforehand. So now this act itself of being Ma'anes, this woman, should render her a Chalala. So in the wake of this act, she becomes a Labas Havaya. So why does the Gemara say that this is nafgamina between the two Tanayim, that Lashim and the Menasiah, there won't be Knaf because he's not really Kaim. That we understand. But Lashim Natimni shall get Knaf because he's a Bas Havayim. Because it's Asay She'en Hashav Abakol. What are you talking about? She's a Chalala as a result of this act. So Amai says she's not a Bas Havayim now. After this, she's not a Bas Havayim. So she shouldn't get Knaf according to Shnat Timni either. That's the problem he's asking according to Rashi. So Rabosai, what does he answer? He says, so it comes out, Minei Uvei, it's going to be Muchach from Rashi. This Yisod, again, unless you dodge it the other way with the Rambam. But if you don't assume like the Shitas Rambam about what creates Chalala, then you have this Teretz to deal with. What does he say? But that's Rashi. So he says, Yeshloma. This is the Nakuda. Kevan. At the time prior, at the time he's Ba'aleha, she's Bas Havaya. She's not a Chalala yet. In other words, for Rashi, the measure of whether you can define something as Ruya L'kaimo or Bas Havaya, he's talking about Bas Havaya, is not what will be after the Maisabiyah, the Bima Anasar, but what will be before. If beforehand she was Bas Havaya, then there's Knas. Even though through the act, she becomes a La Bas Havaya. This pairs beautifully with what we just suggested earlier, that it was for this very reason that Rashi couldn't or wouldn't want to learn Pshat the Gemara like the Rach. Because according to the Rach, you're going to have to say, that the problem that exists, be it in this case in real kaima, can even be measured by what happens as a result of the bia. That's according to the Rach, what you have. The problem was created through the act of being ma'anisa. And Rashi perhaps didn't want to learn that way, because for Rashi, the problem has to be defined in terms of who she is beforehand. That's what we speculated could be what Rashi doesn't want to learn like the Rach. But you see, it mamish works beautifully with what we see in the Shita Yashana, that he points his finger on Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, so that she shouldn't get knas according to anybody, because she becomes a rabbas avada through what's going on. Because the Kohen Gadol lives with the Ba'ula, makes her a halola, so she's rabbas avada. Halola is a chai b'rab, and chai b'rab lo tafsi kedushin. And the answer is no, but she was a bas avada beforehand. That's exactly what we said with us, Rashi too. It comes out, Mineu Ve, you see, like Rashi and the Rach are seeing the issue differently. When we want to measure Bas Havaya or Royal Kaima, for Rashi, it's defined in terms of what we have beforehand. We have Bas Havaya, we have Royal Kaima. For the Rach, the issue would be measured just as much by what would be as a result of the act. Everyone hear this? It's Muchach. It's not just Stam, you know, Perech Ba'avir. We're showing how it has to follow this. Yeah?
I must be missing something, because I don't understand. If, when he is Ma'aser, not the Achamim Kohen, when Kohen Gadol is Ma'aser.
Kohen Rashi talking? Kohen Rashi, yeah.
So what happens is that creates Chalalas.
Yes, right.
Okay, but how do you create Chalalas? I thought...
A Bias Yisr of Kohuna creates Chalalas.
So I think when it's not Tophet, if something's not Tophet's Kedushin...
No, the other way around. An Isser, no, a woman who's a Chalala is Lo Tafsi Kedushin. So this woman is not a Bas Havaya, because since what happened here was she became a Chalala, so she's not Bas Havaya. How can it be Knas? She's not a Bas Havaya. Since the Shiti Yashana, aha. But it doesn't matter that now she's not a Bas Havaya. What matters is that she was a Bas Havaya when? Before. Should be clear to everybody. Now, of course, yes, Yoni.
I just don't understand the Rach, what he's saying, that measure a woman's status even after the mice.
We're going to explain why it is that way, but I'm just so far. I'm going slow. I'm just pointing out, you see why that's what follows, pointing out. That's the whole implicit in the whole shot of the Gemara for the Rach. The whole basis in the Gemara's Nafka Mina is that why is she failed the test of real Kaima? She fails this real Kaima because she's not real Kaima as a result of the Bia. We were Medaik, and if she failed the test of Bas Havaya after the Bia, it would also be the same problem, because the Gemara needs to defend Shimna Timni and explain, it's Enosh HaBakol, and that's why she gets Knas, because it is Tafsi Kedushin. Were it to be that Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol would not be Tafsi Kedushin, then we'd have the same problem for him as for the other Mandama, even though the problem only created itself from the Ma'aser Bia. So again, you see that according to both Tanoim, the issue is measured not by what's before, but what just as well as by what's afterwards. And for Rashi, comes out the other way. Yes?
For the Rach, the Gemara and the Mishnah are listing types of averos rather than types of women. Correct? Because otherwise, they don't understand the mashmos of Bul Lekohen Gadol and how that works with the case.
The Mishnah doesn't mention, but the Mishnah, you're talking the Mishnah Chavtes, the Mishnah is talking about a Shita that's against both Shinat Timni and Shiva Benes.
Right, but I'm saying, as in when it lists the cases, according to Rashi, you could say it's listing women, like Mamzaris or Messina or all those cases.
That's
like
the fact, that's the case. The case is a case.
Right, but according to Rabbeinu Hanal, it seems like it's listing Averos.
Why? I mean, the fact is, you're discussing a case. That's the din. You want to know why the din is what it is, so then you have to define it based on what.
The woman the Kohen Gadol is being Ma'anes isn't a Ba'ula, according to Rabbeinu Hanan.
I understand, the Mishnah doesn't say it anyway, so it doesn't matter. The Gemara is discussing only a Nafka Mina between the two Tanayim, neither of which follow our Mishnah. We're not dealing with our Mishnah right now. In other words, we have two Tanayim, our Mishnah is Afuke, those two Tanayim, and now might be not. Now Rabosai, of course, what everyone's waiting for. No? So ready. The next natural leap, you realize I'm not jumping too quickly, but a little leap is okay. What's natural? None of this is like written carved in stone, but what's in the stuff already? If you want already, we've come already this far, and we have the Rabbeinu Hananel that says that the problem emerges later, and that's enough to to take away knas. And for Rashi, it's not, doesn't matter that the problem came later. The problem has to be there before. Why? So it would seem very intuitive to pair this with the root question of what is the problem to begin with. We say Isha Haruya Lakaima, Isha Sheyesh Bahavaya. The Tosfos read in the beginning of the sugya seem to explain that Ruya L'Kaima has to do with the fact that you want to be able to fulfill the something in the Torah that says Lo Siya L'Isha. Something of that Lo Siya L'Isha that says in the Torah that there's a mitzvah Lo Siya L'Isha has to be shayach on some level in order for it to be knas. That's how he understood that whole idea of Isha Ruya L'Kaima. In other words, in order for the Bichi of Knas, there has to be some aspect to fulfill within the mitzvah Lo Siya L'Isha that the Torah gave in the parasha of Onas. That's how he understood the whole issue to begin with. So if that's the pshat, then we can understand well why the Rach could say that it doesn't matter if it happened later. The issue is, can I have here an ability to fulfill Lo Siya L'Isha? Either on the level that there would be a tafsi condition that it would in fact be a Lo Siya L'Isha, it would be a marriage, or that you're allowed to do it, whether it's after the fact, whether it would be chal, whether you could do it. But I need to be able to have some ability, some manifestation, some fulfillment of that aspect of the parsha of the Torah, of Ones, of Lo Siya L'Isha, in order for there to be Knas. So for Shimna Timni, it means I have to be able to fulfill Lo Siya L'Isha on the level that there will be a Tia L'Isha that she'd be married to, that there would be a Chal Kedushin. If I can access that piece of Lo Siya L'Isha, of the parsha of the Torah, of Ones, that says Lo Siya L'Isha, that's good enough that I can have Chiv Knas. Shimna Timni, Shimna Ninas, he says, no, I need more than that. Not just that it could be such a thing that she'd be married to him. That I should be able to justify a priori and say, yes, go ahead, you may marry her. If I can fulfill it, l'chatchila, ruya l'kaima, then there's knas. So then the issue very much can tie in to what's subsequent to the act of oneness. Do I have here a way of fulfilling the Torah's Lo Siya L'Isha to the extent that it will be Chal Kedushin, to the extent that you're allowed to take her as a wife, but we're looking to the Lo Siya L'Isha of the parish in the Torah and trying to be able to see that that has some way of being fulfilled in order for it to be Knas. So it makes every difference afterwards, just like before. Why did Rashi not want to go there? Why did Rashi focus on before? Because for Rashi, that was never what we were dealing with. The drushes, be it Shimna Timni, be it Shimna B'Menasin, nothing to do with that you have to fulfill Lo Siya L'Isha on one level or another in order to be Knas. Issue something else. It's a drusha directly to the Mechayiv of Knas. There's a Chayiv Knas if you are Ma'anes, a woman. Now we're going to give you more defined criteria on this woman. What kind of a woman? A woman that doesn't have a particular pagam. And there are different levels of pagam, a certain level of deficiency. A woman, says one man to Omar, that's Ru'uya L'Kaima. Or the other man said, a woman, Sheyesh Bahavaya. To the extent that it's a woman that's less Bahavaya, there's no Chiyuv Knas. To the extent, according to the other man to Omar, a woman that's ain't a real L'Kaima, there's no Chiyuv Knas. So one holds the standard over here and one has the standard a little lower. But it's all about defining the profile of what kind of a woman would be machayiv in knas if you're ma'anes her. So it has everything to do with what she is beforehand, not afterwards. It's irrelevant what becomes afterwards. It's a direct halacha that speaks to what type of an isha is machayiv in knas. And we saw that consistently within Rashi, as we already discussed. So it plays out beautifully at the end of the sugya over here. So for Kohen Gadol, Rashi says it had to be that she became, so to speak, tainted before the Maisa. She was never Lo Shel Kedarka. So is such a woman Mechayiv in Knas or not? So according to the Man D'Amar, that it's totally in Yesh B'Havaya, she can still be Mechayiv in Knas. Because she, as long as she's a woman, she's Yesh B'Havaya, and she is, Nivela shelo kedarka is usher only on a level of Isra Seif, in a Shabbat Bakol, so she's considered to be a woman, she yesh ba'avaya, so therefore there's chiyuv knas. What will be afterwards irrelevant. That all we need is to define whether we have an isha that's machayev knas or not machayev knas. The other madama says, isha rila kaima. So Lamaisa, she's a ba'ula, she's asala kohen gadol. He's not allowed to. So therefore, such a woman is already below the standard that we need in order to say she can mechayev knas. He can mechayev knas. So I think it's very mistaken to understand why for Rashi it's a function of what is before, and for the Rach it's a function of later, because the Rach is similar to the Derech of the Tosis did, as he began the whole sugya to explain that the Gemara's kasha was that you need to be able to fulfill the losil isha of the parasha in order there should be knas. So we could talk about to what degree do you have to be able to see it as being fulfilled, to the degree that it's or a tafsi kedusha that you have it. But either way, what happens later on is as relevant as what is before. In other words, you have to be able, if anything, that's what's really koveya. You have to be able to fulfill osir isha one way or another in order for it to be knas. For Rashi, it's a different issue. It's about a woman and her status, that for such a woman, there'll be a chiyuv knas or not. So it has everything to do with what is the situation and the status of that isha before the ma'aser machayev. Yeah, you'll see.
Just a question. Question about Rashi. In Rashi, Zibor has the blue law for him at Kabul. When he uses the question of why she's not a Zona.
Yeah.
So he's talking about why she's not a Zona because of her prior
relations. Yeah, correct.
He's not talking about
right. Rashi's question, exactly. Rashi wants to know that this Maisa Shahaya, that she was Nivala to somebody, meaning a Pantli Haba Pnui, it was a Bia Snus. It was not a Bia of marriage. So that alone should make her a Zona, and therefore a Zona is a Lav. And if it's a Lav, it's a Lotapsi Kedushin. That's Rashi's question. And the answer is only Rabbi Lassa considers that to be Zona. Now, let's do something interesting. Rabbi Kiba Eger has an interesting question, and we should think about this both within the Rach and within Rashi. Kiba Eger asked the following question. we came across the sugya in Temura Daf Hei, in the Tosis earlier, remember? So Tosis made reference to the sugya of the Ovid Mahani, versus the Yavid Lo Mahani, right? That's the global machokis Abai V'Rava. The Torah says, do not, and you go against the Torah's wishes. So there's a shita that says, Yavid Mahani. Nevertheless, it's the chalos that came about through that maisa is going to take effect, but you went, you know, but obviously, you know, you're still doing an Aveira. The other one says, no, obviously, the Torah says, Yavid, it's Torah says not to do it, it means that it doesn't matter, and it's still an Aveira because you tried to go against the Torah. That's the Shaila. In that Shaka B'Tarya in the Gemara asked the Kasha from Almana L'Kohen Gadol. He brings his Kasha from the son in law, by the way. I don't know if the son in law was, but of Shmuel Mibradi. The Gemara asks, "Amana leKohen Gadol, if you say Yavid Lo Mahani, so then you should say that it should be Lo Tafsi Kedushin and it should be Mamzerus." So the Gemara, do we have? Do we have the Temura Daf that we gave out? Anyone? Hand the days. What? The Maskel Gemara. Ike Benavi Ul Koyin God. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. In the middle of the Shaka V'Tarya, the Gemara says, "Vaharei." It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom on Hey Amid Beis. "Vaharei Almano Kohen Gadol." Drachmana Amar Almano Grusha Lo Yikach. So it says in the Torah Lo Yikach, right? It's a lav. So if you hold Yavid Lo Mahani, what should be? Should be that it's not Tafsi Kiddushin. But we have a Mishnah in Kiddushin that says otherwise. Utnan Kol Malkam Sheish Kiddushin V'yesh Aveira Havlad Hoich Achar Apagum. What does that mean? That Yesh Kiddushin Yesh Aveira, the Vlad is considered Pagum. And the example given in the Mishnah is what? That Mishnah in Kiddushin. What example is given? Amana, well, yeah, Isuri Kuna. Grusha Lachutz Kuneri Amana Kohen Gadol. So you see a case like that is Yesh Kiddushin Yesh Aveira, so the child is a Cholom. Havlad Hoich Achar Apagum means that there's Chalolus. So you see before in the Mishnah Kedushin that a manu with Kohen Gadol is yes Kedushin. In fact, the Gemara, but according to the Shita of Rava that Iavid Lo Mahani, we shouldn't be Kedushin. Question the Gemara, Tamura Hamidbeis. Answers the Gemara, Shaini Hacha the Amakra Lo Yechalu Zaro. What's the teretz? Rashi explains, the Gemara means Rabbi Simai. The Masma Chalolim who Oseh, there, no, finish the sentence, there, Eino, Oseh, Manzeirin. Alma Tafsi Kedushin, that's Rashi. The Gemara says, you know why I know Tafsi Kedushin? I Yavid Lo Mahani? The Torah is Machadish. The Torah is teaching us that here it's different. There's no Manzeirus, which means Tafsi Kedushin. So you're right, by way of the standards of Yavid Lo Mahani, there should be Lo Tafsi Kedushin. But we have Xeris Akas. Okay, that's the Gemara. Two lines of Gemara Tzimur. Fact of Kivega's son-in-law. We are holding the sugi here past Rabbi Simai. We don't accept Rabbi Simai's question, right? Rabbi Yeshevav says that Rabbi Akiva would make Mamzerim even out of Amano Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is pressing on. And that's according to Rabbi Yeshevav. Chai V'yasei. Time of the Nafshi Kamar, he'd make Mamzerim out of Chavi Yasei as well. So the Gemara says, aha. So we still have a Nafka Mina between the two Tanoim. What is it? Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. According to the Manda Amar, Shimon ben Manasya, so there would not be Knas because he's not Roi L'Kaima. According to Shimon Timni, what? Yes, Knas. Why? Because yesh ba'avaya. In fact, we keep saying, why yesh ba'avaya? According to Rava, Iavid Lo Mahani. So there shouldn't be Tfisas Kedushin. Because Iavid Lo Mahani. What's the teretz in the Gemara over there by Amano Kohen Gadol? How come Tfisas Kedushin? By Amano Kohen Gadol, yesh Kedushin, yesh Avera. Why? Because of the drasha of Chilu and Oz and Oz and Mamzer. Rabbi Sheva didn't buy that. The Yeshevav doesn't accept that question. So now the question returns that the Gemara asked near to Bula Kohen Gadol, how come for Shimna Timni there would be Knas? It should be Lo Tafsi Kedushin by virtue of what Cheshbin? He Avil Lo Mahani. That's the kash. No, so he has to discuss, he has to prove something. Maybe he Avil Lo Mahani is only by Yisuri Lav, not by Yisuri Essay. So he has Rayas in the Sugyan Tamura. That even an Isser essay goes into the rule of Yavid Lo Mahani. Okay. Let's think about this question for a second. This question, L'chaira, can be a question within the Rach or within Rashi, correct? Two different pshatim in the Gemara. According to the Rach, what are we holding at? We're holding at, that he was Ma'anis a Besula, but now she's a Be'ula. And what do we say about this woman who now became a Ba'ula? That's Tafsi Kedushin. The Kashi is Yavid Lo Mahani. According to Rashi, what's the Pshat? He's Ma'ani, a woman who's Nibala already. And what do we say? This woman is a woman of, she should be Lo Tafsi Kedushin. So let's see who wants the stab here to try to answer the Kashi. The Rach, the Rashi. What could we say in resolving this question? Let's go maybe with Rashi first. Think about this for a second. In light of the yisod that we've been developing within Rashi, what is the nature of the problem of Rabbi Shimon HaTimni of Isha Shiyesh Bahavaya. What is the pshat? That you have to be able to fulfill L'si L'isha? No. What does it mean? A woman who's a profile, her woman is that she's not ro'uy of knas, because she has a status of Isha in a real time. So what could we argue? What is it that gives a woman such a status? An iser, that you can define the woman's status as being severe. She's tainted to that degree because of that les b'havaya. The les b'havaya is a function of something intrinsic to her and her status. Clear, right? That means if there's a halacha that Rabbi Akiva would make mamzer, or say lo tafsi kedushin because of the erva that exists within her, that's a woman that's not worthy of knas. Kedegar is coming at it very differently. What be'etzem mitzad har, she should have kedushin, tafsi kedushin. But if there's a rule, yami lo mahani. So one can argue very cogently, this is what the Yonis Elam wants to say in resolving Vigiri's Kasha, that piece that we spoke at Simin Aleph, that if the iser is a function of the woman herself, that's the problem according to, that we're saying that you can't have kenas for a woman who's not Ruyulakaima or not Bas Havaya. That's because of the woman. But if there's some technical reason why it's not less Bavai, that doesn't take away kenas. It's the last paragraph of the piece. He doesn't link it to Rashi versus Arach, by the way. That's our cheshbon. He assumes that this is clear, that it's a fine, he doesn't mention Tosis of it either. He assumes that this is the pshat, that it's about the woman being a certain type of a woman. So he says, Kibega asked the kasha from the Maskana Sagamara, let's say, Iyavi lo mahani. So he says, Efshila Tarets, Iyavi lo mahani hu rak al hamaisa shelo. The anu omrim, the es hamaisa sha'ata osa, neged ha-Torah, enam o'elis. Your action can't work. Avu ein ze shaykh lo ha'isha. The lack of Tfisas Kedushin is a function of who? Of her or of you? The lack of Tfisas Kedushin is a function of you. You try to do something the Torah says not to do. So the Torah says, you can't benefit at my expense. That's the Yavidu Al-Mahani. It's a problem because you're doing something against the Torah. In terms of her, she's Isha be'etzem she'eshba havaya. But Yavi Lomani is a technical reason why you can't have havaya. Who in Yochalas is by the condition that Torah v'tel is myself? You want to try to do it, Torah says, not letting you do it. That's going to create a problem not to have knas. No, be'etzem the woman, it's not the woman's status that's stopping the condition. Technically, it's less havaya. But the only problem with havaya is if it's so, because of the woman's more severe status, as it were. Yavidu al-Mahani can't do that. See, this is beautiful, right? That's all good, the way we're learning up according to Rashi. Right? He doesn't say that's totally in Rashi and the Rach. Now, but now that we have an answer for Rashi, we're not fully satisfied. According to the Rach, the way we learned up the Rach, so now we have a different take. According to the Rach, it's not about the woman, the etzem, whether she's ru'ya l'kaim or yeshba avaya in terms of the type of woman. We're talking about the ability to fulfill the Torah's mitzvah l'siyah l'isha, either l'chatchila or b'diyat. And that's why it can be measured by what happens subsequent to the ma'isabiyah, right? Okay. So now let's revisit Rabbi Kivikos Kasha according to the Rach. According to the Rach, what's our case? He's ma'anes, what kind of a woman? A besula. Now she becomes a ba'ula. According to Rav Shimon HaTimni, she'll get knas. Why? Because the issa ba'ul kohen gadol is considered an issa that yesh ba havaya. In fact, the kiveger, no. It's less ba havaya because of yavid lo mahani. And here we're learning not because of the woman and her status. It's about whether you could in fact fulfill on some level the velosi of isha. Could you? No, because Yavid lo mahani. So what are we going to say now? So maybe we can try another possibility here to be miyashiv the kasha according to the Rach. Why would the Be'ul Kohen Gadol that results from the Ma'aseh Sabir be considered Yesh b'havaya, according to the Gevegas Chesvin, it's Iyavid lo mahani. So I saw a very nice issue in a Sefer Birkas Avram. Very nice. In light of something else that we said yesterday and beginning of Shir today. What type of a bu'ua are we talking about according to the Rach? Remember. What type of a bu'ua? What kind of bu'ua? Bu'as atzmo. Now, what's the reason why she's... Let's start with Shimon Abi Menasya. What's the reason why she won't get Knas because Shimon Menasya? Because she's not Ru'ya L'Kaima. What's the pshat? She's not Ru'ya L'Kaima. Because you're not allowed to marry her. Why are you not allowed to marry her? Because Tosa says, Midaraisi, you can't marry her. But there's also Alacha Inasa Nasli, right? So the Torah says, no, but you're still not allowed to marry her. So what's the pshat? Inasa Nasli. So it's like, so we'll have it both ways. So we gave the pshat of the Zecha Yitzchak, right? That there's really two nyanim in Besul Kohen Gadol. And we mentioned yesterday a couple of marmakomas. I just read it from the Benu and the Ramban al Torah. There seem to be two inyanim in the inyan of Bu'ul Kohen Gadol. One is the inyan that mitzuvah, he's mitzuvah to marry a besula, and one that he's usher to marry a be'ula. Maybe even linked to tupsukim, even if it's not tupsukim, but the two dimensions to the inyan of Bu'ul Kohen Gadol. The Ramban says it before. V'hu ishav sel yukach, Dr. Ramban al Torah, pirish avalo be'ula, v'hu lav abba mechal asay, v'acharei chen hisir b'lav al amana v'al psulos, v'omar ki yin b'sul me'am av yukach isha l'tzavos olav shi yukachen. So the first pasuk according to Ramban is lav mechal asay, v'hu ishav sel yukach and not a be'ula. The second reference, ki yin b'sul me'am av yukach isha, is a tzivoy. Zer sham rabbi seinu muzar al amana v'metzuvah al psulah. It sounds like the two psukim. Now, we explained that the case of bu'ula of somebody else, so you can understand that there's two inyan going on. There's, at the original point of the marriage, you mevato the mitzvah of marrying a besula, you marry a bu'ula. But more than that, there's also an isher essay that continues later on if he's living with a bu'ula. But by Bu'as Atzmo, we wanted to say, Bu'as Atzmo, you only have one problem, not two. Because continuing to live to her is not an Isser Essay, because it's only Bu'as Atzmo. The problem of why Lo Yisa L'chatchila is because when you marry her, what are you doing wrong? You're being mevatel your mitzvah saseh to marry a besula. And that's only a function of the moment of the marriage. Once it's done, it's done. And there's nothing more at anymore by Bu'as Atzmo. There's no Isser Essay, there's only the Tzivut. That was the basic approach. So now, what's the Mekibegus Kasha? Think about it. Even according to Shimon HaTimni, there shouldn't be Knas, because we should say it's Lo Tafsi Kedushin. Why Lo Tafsi Kedushin? Because Yavid Lo Mahani. Maybe Yavid Lo Mahani only makes sense if we're dealing with an Issa, not a Bitul Mitzvah. Understand, what are we dealing with here? Bu'as Atzmo according to the Rach. So what are we saying? If he's going to marry a woman who he raped, there should be no Chiyuv Knas, because if he were to marry her now, it would be Lo Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. What does Yavid Lo Mahani mean? If the Torah says, don't do it, the Torah means business, right? What does it mean? Don't do it, and it's not chal. That only makes sense if we're talking about an iser, don't do. If we're talking about a bito mitzvah, you can't say e ovid lo mahani. It's you're mevato the mitzvah, marry a besula. The same thing. So, but he married her anyway. You're going to tell me it's not going to be chal? Not to be chal is only shayach if we're talking about isurim, don't do, not a bito mitzvah. That's what the Birkas Avraham says, a beautiful answer. So I think, I mean, we're cheshbening out together. Within Rashi, we have the Yonas Ilyam's answer. According to Rashi, you could use the answer that the Etzim, she's a woman of Yeshua Havai, even though technically Yavid Lo Mahani. But the Rach, we're going to up the Rach, that's not a good approach, because the Rach is looking at it not in terms of the woman, in terms of the possibility of fulfilling, you know, of fulfilling Osiya Leisha. So the Kivegas Kasha should be once again addressed, Yavid Lo Mahani, but the Terence is, According to the Rach, we're talking about Bu'as Atzmo. And Bu'as Atzmo has an Yisra lo Yisra, but in Nasa Nasri. Why is that so? What kind of a differentiation is there in Nasa Nasri? And the explanation we gave in light of the Zichah Yitzchak yesterday is that it's not the Pshat that there's an Yisra Bu'ula, it's a Bitul Mitzvah of marrying a Basula. If it's not about an Yisra Bu'ula, only about a Bitul Mitzvah, then you can't use the notion of Yavla Mahani. Yavla Mahani has to speak to a case of an Yisra, not that a Bitul Mitzvah. Ben had a question. I forget. You had your hand up.
Who said the
Yavid Lamahani
only works?
This is what Abirazab wants to suggest. It's a chap. It makes
the
sense.
I just missed the name.
What? The Sefer one Achronim, Birkas Avraham. He says, I'll read you this couple of words here. Lufi Amavur. He basically brings a lot of Marmakomus. Just I didn't give you all of them. You can look at it. Just Marmakomus on this Nakuda, that there's two aspects to Psua. Again, I gave you the Ramban, I gave you a couple of Rambams yesterday, there's another Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Lufi HaMevur, the Bebesuas Atzmo, Lufi Shitas HaTosfos, the Sfirei Lo Yotzi, Ein Kan Ela Bito Mitzvah Sasei, Lufi Zanir Shab, the Yeshu Yashi, Kripsis of the Kivager, the Afropisha Kosav, yes, the Kivager does prove, Shigam Be Iser Asay Armini Yavlamani. That he has to prove. He proves it. In the Gemara in Temura, it seems that even an Iser Asay goes into the rule of the Yavid Lomahani. Granted, but Nira Pashut, and I think he's right, Nira Pashut, the Kozer, Hechad the Ovid Ma'ase Iser. You do a Ma'ase Iser, and the Torah says it won't work either. Abu Ba'ofen She'eno Ela Bito Mitzvah, the Hayamutu Ela Mitzvah. The Al Yidei Zeh Goram Shamitzim Mispatelis. He married the Be'ulas Atmo, and he missed the boat. He didn't marry his Besula. He was in Fato B'yadayim his Mitzvah Sashay to marry a Besula. He said, what? It's not going to be Chal the Kedushin? Yavigo Mahani? Yavigo Mahani is, Torah says, don't do this. If it's on the level of an Yisr essay, that's also enough to say Yavigo Mahani, even if it's not Yisr Lav. Good. But if it's a bitul mitzvah asay, that's not going to lead to Yavla Mahani. But then, near Pasha, the Roshach Yavla Mahani, the Inkan Maisa Aveira, the mitzvah Memela Tisbatel, the mitzvah is batel made by itself. It's not a Maisa Aveira. The Torah says, you did a Maisa Aveira, it's not Chal. So that would be a very beautiful Yishuv on this Kasha of Kibegu. Yeah.
Just a clarification. How is it not over in Yisra Asay, though?
Because the way we're learning it, it comes out that by a Be'ulas Atzmo, that's according to the Rach, that's the case. It's a Be'ulas Atzmo. So the union of the Inri Lukaima, the Isser to marry her, is not so much the Isser essay of Be'ula, it's that the reason why Torah says you can't marry her is because there's a mitzvah that you have to marry a Besula. So by marrying the Be'ula, even if you made her a Be'ula, by marrying a Be'ula, you are violating the Adayim, your mitzvahs asay, that the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a Be'ula. So it's not the Iser essay that's implicit in a marry a Be'ula, not a Be'ula, that's present by Be'ulas Acherim. By Be'ulas Atzmo, all you have is the Bitul Mitzvahs essay of his marrying a Be'ula, but that can't bring us to Yavid Lo Mahani. That's the point. Yeah.
What I just told you, the
Jonas Elam of Yonah Minsker, that was what he wanted to say to answer. Both are addressing Kibegah's Kasha, but without spelling out that each one is saying it for different Pshat and Gemara. That already I'm just showing you. The Jonas Elam says a Teretz, and that seemingly works for Rashi the way we learned Rashi, but it won't work for the Rach. And the other answer is good according to the Rach. I mean, the way it comes out, it's a Be'ulas Atzmo case, yeah.
It also, the Birkas Avraham works especially well for Rashi, because Rashi in Temura, when it formulates the Yavid Lo Mahani, before that it says, Da'al Rahman Lo Tavid. So when Rashi comments on that, he says, Lo Tavid means Lo Tase. That works really nicely for Rashi.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's intuitively in the Lashon of Rashi, although for Rashi, we have the other answer. I mean, and this answer doesn't, Dafka doesn't work because Rashi doesn't have a Be'ulas. It's not Be'ulas Atzmo according to Rashi. It's a Be'ula of somebody else. You have no choice but to give a different answer for Rashi. This is all, each answer is tailored for the particular pshat that we have. We have just 2-3 minutes. I guess I know I gave you the chinuch to look at, so we can't read it all, but it's just very beautiful how he explains the inyan of the Issa B'ula Kohen Gadol. There's a lot of nice things here. I mean, just to read the chinuch is very elevating. But just the paragraph, Sharshia Mitzvah, Yisa Kohen Gadol, Naira Besula, and so on. And he says, the ikur hatov shaba adam hoshiyoga lo machshavos tahara unikiyus. Ki achri ha machshavos yimashech maisa gufos. It's all famous to us that the Chinuch writes how the chitzonius is more the primius, but it goes both ways, as we're discussing in the morning with Ariel. The machshava also impacts on the guf and on the maisa. So therefore the Kohen Gadol has to have a woman who never had thoughts about another man, because the Kohen Gadol is Bevchinas Kodesh Kadashim. As we know, the Kohen Gadol is the center of Yom Kippur. He goes into Kodesh Kadashim and he represents Kodesh Kadashim, and that's why you can have, you know, the Kohen Gadol be who he is and the children be who they are. Now you'll ask, any besuah could also have thoughts about someone else. The answer is, it's only if the machshava had some kind of an expression, that there can be that she can be tainted for the Kohen Gadol. So Bu'ula has already that problem. The answer is, she's already on the level of puberty. She has her Yetzer Machsheva Sriba Rak Ra. So now already it's considered that she was Kava Machshavta Ba'ad Macher, Machshavta Ra, and therefore it's Nechsheva Skemaisa. And then based on that, he explains at the end of the paragraph, and this is according to some Tanoim, and Rashi learns our Sugya like that. V'chein Amru, Shem Nivala Shalo Kedarka Gamkim Psula. This explains well, although we have Machokis that's based on Drushes in the Tzukim. But Maisa, this Shoresh HaMitzvah goes well with the Shita that we saw, Rabbi Lezer and Rav Shimon, that even Be'ula Shalo Kedarka asks the Kohen Gadol. He explains that, he goes it that way. V'chein Amru, Shem Nivala Shalo Kedarka Gamkim Psula, Shekvar Naseba Maisa Rav. And it's not about whether she has a besuin. There was a maisa rav, and that already taints her for Kohen Gadol because of the special madrega of the Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol is not Arab Bulgaris.
That's correct. Right, not only right, not Arab Bulgaris, and pastor still rice. So there's a Rashba since over the Rabbanan. But okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow she will be at 11. Right, Yom Kippur. Okay.